Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maestros. We know that if you are planning to take your produce to market, then they are kavul maestros as soon as their processing is finished. However, our Mishnah teaches us that this is not true if you plan, if your plan was to take them to a specific market that is not the local one, right? So if you're planning to take them elsewhere, then they're not finished yet by finishing the processing, because you still have to travel to get to the market to which you are going. So Mishnah Gimel says, Hamal peros min hagol liYehuda. If I have produce, fruits, that I am growing in my fields in northern Eretz Yisrael, in the Galil, and I want to take them to market in Yehuda, which is around the area around Yerushalayim. Or I'm taking them to Yerushalayim itself. And either I'm doing that because I just want to sell them there, or because I think that that I'll get better price there, or there's less competition there. Whatever reason, I'm traveling and I'm planning to sell them in that market there, far away. So ochamim achu magia lemakom shu holech. You're allowed to eat achilas haray from these peros until you get there, until you get to where you're going to sell the fruits. And the same thing in the other direction, right? If I have produce that growing in and around Yerushalayim, or in the whole Yehuda region, and I decide I want to sell them up in the Galil near Tveria or Haifa or something like that, so then I am allowed to eat Achil Sarai till I get to where I'm going. Rabbi Meir Omer Achu Magia L'Malkom HaShvisa. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir points out that in general, Shabbos is koveya, right? That's not an argument. Everybody agrees with that. Shabbos is koveya. So, therefore, says Rabbi Meir, when you get to the place where you plan to stay for Shabbos, that moment it becomes kavua, and it's chayav in Shumos Maestros. Doesn't matter if you got there on Thursday. You got there a little early, but that's the place you're staying for Shabbos, then it's kavua the second you arrive there, because that is your home for Shabbos, and since Shabbos is koveya, this is koveya for you right here, right now. The Chachamim actually would disagree. The Chachamim say it doesn't matter if you stop for Shabbos on the way, because you're still on the way, and therefore the processing isn't done yet. And so you're still on the way to market. It's not that Shabbos is not koveya while you're on the road. Of course, It probably is worth mentioning that, of course, in the time of the Mishnah, getting from the Galil to Yehuda, or Yehuda to Galil, it was a multi-day journey, right? And therefore, you were likely staying over Shabbos somewhere on the way. And if you weren't, then of course, even Rabbi Meir would agree, if there's no, you're not stopping for Shabbos, then you can make it all the way to Yerushalayim, or to wherever your market is, with and eat Achil Sarai the whole way. Okay, because we were talking about this idea of the people who are moving their fruits there, we're also going to now talk about traveling salesmen. The harochalin. Harochalin are people who sell cosmetics, and this was the most common type of traveling salesman in the time of the Mishnah. And so they would go from city to city selling their cosmetics. And so our Mishnah says, harochalin, these cosmetic salesmen, traveling salesmen, and machazrin ba'ayaros, who go around from city to city. That's what they do. They would go to a city, they would walk around, try to sell their stuff, and they would go on to the next city. Ochlin ad shemagim lemekom halina. They are permitted to eat achilas haray until they get to the place they're staying that night, that night's hotel, right? And when they get to that night's hotel, they're considered to be home, and the hotel is koveya for them, and they can no longer eat without taking Trumas and Maestros. What's the case where, I mean, you know, you're thinking, wait a minute, then day two, they already can't eat Achil Sarai. That's true from the stuff that they brought with them, right? But what happens if they're walking along and somebody says to them, oh, I see you're hungry travelers, feel free to pick some of my olives and take them with you. So you can pick them and you can take them and you can eat Achil Sarai all the way until you get to that night's hotel. Once you get to that night's hotel, it's koveya. Rabbi Yehuda is a little bit more strict. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Habayis Harishon Hubeso. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not when you get to the hotel, It's when you get to the city in which you will be sleeping that night. And once you enter the city, once you reach the first home in that city, then you're home. The city itself is Koveya. And therefore, from the second you enter that city, it's now kavua for maestros, and you can't eat achil sarai. Now, it's important to note that a traveling salesman might go to more than one city in a day, right? Especially if they're close to small villages close together. So if he comes to the first village, and that's not the place he's planning to sleep, then it's not koveya, until he gets to the place where he's planning to sleep. At that point, it's koveya.